too late for your fresh start. You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again. Available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Open your Bibles with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 13. We are continuing in our faith series, the series called The Faith Crisis. And today we're going to talk about what I've entitled Faith, the Divine Supply. The Divine Supply. Let me have two people just here for just a moment. Just two. Well, that's three. Come on, husband and wife, come. Okay. Okay. I'm going to do a real short demonstration here. Faith will cause us to tap into a divine supply. There are other supplies, but faith will cause us to tap into a divine supply. I'm going to call Brother John's, I'll call him Progress, okay? I'm going to call Sister John's Change, okay? We all want progress, right? We all want to progress. I can want to progress. We want progress, but progress doesn't seem to be wanting to move with us. Simply because we haven't brought change into the picture. Come on, side up. When I bring change, then change and progress will come peaceably. But oftentimes we're trying to have progress. Thank you very much. Change and progress. Oftentimes we're trying to progress without any change. Come on, I like to say it this way. You've heard me say it before. That's next door to crazy. Trying to get different results. Doing the same thing. You keep doing the same thing, you'll get the same results. So I want to start this by saying that there sometimes has to be a change in our thinking processes. Poverty or wealth is not a state of being, it's a state of mind. Our wealth is not gauged simply on economic status. You have rich people that are poverty-minded. I won't get into a lot of detail. We went over some of these principles, but poverty or wealth, progress, all these things are not necessarily a state of being, but they are a state of mind. If you can win the war or the battle over your mind, if you don't have two nickels to rub together, you win that battle in your mind, and everything that God has promised you, all inheritance will begin to come towards you. It will begin to manifest. But the holdup many times is in our thinking. You see, faith opens us up to a divine supply. Nothing wrong with the quarter raise. Or the dollar raise. Thank God for the dollar raise. But how many know God has a whole lot more raise than just a dollar for you? But see, it flows or it manifests through faith and the divine supply. You know, we are to stand out head and shoulders above the rest of the people of the world, the church. Hello? But see, right there, you know, I can sense a drawback because you were taught in church poor. Don't get involved in this world. We just passing through. You know, some of y'all been around a while and were saved back when a preacher couldn't wear a watch. Some of y'all don't remember that, but some of y'all do. You know, keep them poor, keep them humble. And people drag that mentality into the kingdom. Listen, I'm not religious in my thinking, nor am I traditional. I know it takes money. See? And this ain't no money message. But see, until you say money in church, you know, people start to... Why is that? It's a religious mindset. Jesus spoke much in the New Testament. He spoke over 2,000 times about money, 500 times about faith, and even less on healing. Hello? But see, that right there throws a lot of us for a loop, because that's not the way we perceive. See, it's the love of these things that will trap you. But you got to realize we need currency. And you are God's instrument to bring it into the earth, to usher it into the kingdom and establish the kingdom. Hello? I was teasing, I think it was in the seminar, it was even last week, what the golden rule is. People say, well, do unto your neighbor as you would do unto yourself. But the golden rule of the world is that they that have the gold rule. That's the golden rule of the system. Let's be for real. Let's stop playing church. And, you know, trying to hide out and be, you know, be some. No, no, no. God has given us an inheritance, and he'll give us creativity, and he'll give us ideas, and he'll give us the influence and the power to get wealth. Hello? Deuteronomy 8:18. It is the Lord that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, as he swore unto our fathers. So this is not a money message, but it has to do with faith and God's divine supply. Now in Matthew, are we there? Matthew 13, let's start there. Matthew 13 and verse number 3. I'm going to talk to you about a number of threes. Let me give them to you right now, because the scripture speaks about this. And my objective is to carry you. You know, I don't know if I've ever really prayed this or not, but I've thought about it. Lord, send the millionaires to the church. I don't know that I've ever prayed that, but I have thought about that. You know, but you know what? God lets me know, no, I'm not necessarily going to sin. I may sin one or two, but your job is to raise them up. The ones that are here, to give them sufficient to know how to break into that. I believe that for too long, the church in general and the church at large has settled for 30-fold. Would you agree? Think about your life and look across the scope of your life and find out where is there just 30-fold? Nothing wrong with 30-fold, but there's much more than 30-fold. And it is not having to do with greed or covetousness. It has to do with being more affluent, being more able to do more for the Lord. Hello? You know, today, if you don't carry a credit card, you there's hardly anything you can do. I mean, as far as going anywhere, you need a credit card. It's about to get on an airplane. In other words, there are certain things you have to have. And God is not religious or afraid or intimidated about you having. What he's concerned about is what you will do with. And so therein, we step in to train, to teach according to the scripture. So we need, you know, there are certain things we need to pull down, you know, in our thinking, strongholds. You know, the old church we came out of, they love God. Hello, right? They love God, but they kick up all the dust in the carpet in the storefront. It'd be for us four and no more. Love God, the Spirit of God would come down and, you know, he would bless us on Sunday. I mean, no, we need to graduate. There's a dying world out there. And what God has done, he hadn't done in a corner. What God has done, he wants to bring it to the world. Amen. Let me go on here. There's 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. We see that in the scripture. We see where the Lord talks about the good, the acceptable, and the perfect. We see where the Lord talks about the blade, the ear, and the corn. We see where there's revelation, transformation, manifestation. We see Egypt, the wilderness, and Canaan. We see where he told Moses to go on, to go out, and to go up. We see negative confession, no confession, and then a positive confession. We see not enough. We see just enough, and we see more than enough. So see, we're on a journey. And I believe that it's God's will, his perfect will, for us as believers to have more than enough. The hand claps are sad, and the amens are uncertain, and then I'm getting all these blank stares. See, in your heart of heart, in your mind, that's really what you want. You desire more than enough, but somewhere the indoctrination, somewhere the teaching, somewhere what you've learned back in the past or what your experience has been has not aligned itself with that. But my objective, if we're going to break into this double portion, if we're going to break into what God says, see, number one, you can't be insecure with more than enough. Some people are afraid they'll backslide, get blessed and backslide. If that plagues your thinking, you need to cast that spirit down. You need to pull down that stronghold. God's not blessing you for you to backslide. He's not going to put more on you than you can bear. But I declare there are some people in here right now that God is going to put a whole lot on you. Amen. A lot of influence, a lot of resource. Amen. Because he's preparing you to be a financier in his kingdom. He don't need the lottery. Somebody might win the lottery and give it to you. Ain't nothing dirty about the money. Child, I wouldn't tell, give me the money. Why is that? Because once it gets into your hand, it ain't dirty no more. It's sanctified. It's taking another direction. Amen. So many religious spirits and traditional spirits that we need to deal with and conquer and bring in subjection. Amen. Let's talk about this. The faith, or faith, the divine supply. Matthew 13, verse 3, he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. When he sowed, some seed or seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Tell somebody, I have good ground. Whether you realize it or not, you are good ground. You are born again. You are good ground.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 12 of our series, The Faith Crises, The Divine Supply. Faith will cause us to tap into a divine supply. Change and process have to come together. In the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, the sower went out to sow, but some seeds fell by the wayside, some on stony places, and some fell among thorns. However, verse 8 states, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Good ground is perfect. It's pure, it's without hypocrisy, it's honest, and has integrity. As saints, we have to be good ground for God to pour and plant into us. God wants us to have more than enough, but we must get rid of all insecurities.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-THANKS. or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.